Hey, welcome. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It's Crazy Kevin with you here. Well, we've got the show coming up 2 hours. What have we got in the show this week? We've got our Golden Album of the Week, of course. Don't forget, drop me those emails because I love playing your requests, your dedications. All you can do, send them to crazykevin@gmail.com. Crazy with a ka-ka-ka-ka-ka. Also got some great interviews with local businesses, a few jokes, and of course I always like to showcase brand new talent around the Toowoomba, around the world region. If you're a musician or you're in a band and you want to be showcased on the show, just drop me the email. And of course, a big thank you going out to my sponsors for the show. We have got Cracker Jack Chicken, Electrical Sensations, and Breeze Lawyers. Once again, thank you going out to our beautiful sponsors of the Crazy Kevin Show. So here we go. It's Crazy Kevin with you on Power FM. Enjoy, relax, and welcome.
Hey!
Crazy House, it's Crazy House.
It's the Crazy Kevin Show. His boomerang won't come back.
It's Crazy Kevin on Power FM, and I've got a lovely lady here with me. What's your name?
My name's Ursula Kennedy.
And whereabouts are we, Ursula?
We are sitting in my very peaceful, sunny office at the University of Southern Queensland in Toowoomba.
Come on, tell me your role here.
Well, my role here, I'm an academic. I teach. I teach into a number of different areas. So a lot of my students, the majority, probably see me in biology and genetics. But my real background and passion is the wine industry. So I'm actually a viticulturist and winemaker by profession, and I look after the wine science program here at the university.
I just love it when I came to your office door and it's got wine science on it, because being like not knowing that much about wine, and that there's a lot of science in wine.
Absolutely. Wine is an ancient beverage. It's been, you know, we see wine mentioned in the Bible, in ancient texts. So wine's been around for a long, long time. Originally, it was actually quite a healthy beverage, because the kind of environment that wine is really difficult for like bad microorganisms to grow. So it's actually was regarded as being even healthier than water. So it's actually very simple to make, but also can be very difficult. So it is basically just squashed grapes that ferment. And this can just happen naturally. Yeast can just ferment without anything being done. But the science of it is making the wine high quality and able to have a good long shelf life, or growing particular types of vines to be able to grow in particular areas. So there's a lot of horticulture, genetics, agronomy with actual growing the grapes and growing them well and high quality. And then making the wine, there's a lot of tricks that winemakers have developed over the years to make the wine better quality.
When you get different strengths of wine, is that all to do with the winemaking, how long you're leaving it for, and et cetera?
Strength as in alcohol percentage?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, the alcohol has come from sugar that's fermented. So the first way that we impact on the alcohol content is to harvest the grapes at different times. So if the grapes are harvested a bit earlier, they've got less sugar accumulated, so the wine would typically be a bit lighter. Like some of your Sauvignon Blancs and Rieslings, Pinot Noirs, that kind of thing. And it's a stylistic thing. But then some grapes will leave on the vine longer. They'll develop different characters, different aromas and flavours, and we'll harvest some later, perhaps for, you know, full-bodied Shirazes and Chardonnays. So again, it's a bit of a generalisation. You'll see some of your Moscatos and Dolcettos, those wines that are a little bit sweeter. They've actually been fermented, but the winemaker has done something like chilled the wine down, put it in the refrigeration or something to stop the ferment. So therefore, you've got a bit more sugar left, but also you'll have lower alcohol because that sugar remaining has not fermented to alcohol. Yeah, but then again, on the other end of the scale, there are fortified wines, so ports, Muscats, Tokays, you know, those kind of sherries, all those kind of wines, which are made like a normal wine, but then they've had extra alcohol put in there to stop the ferment. So alcohol will kill that yeast as well. And that's where we get some those higher alcohol fortified wines.
A friend of mine came over from England just before the COVID, and we went on a road trip all around the place, and we went up to North Queensland, and he wanted Mangocello. And we went to this big mango farm, and that was amazing.
Yeah. So when we talk about wine, we're basically talking about something that's made from grapes. But, of course, we have fruit wines, especially in Queensland. It's quite a big industry of mango and pineapple. And some of the southern states, you'll see more strawberry and cherry wines from the cooler climate fruits. But definitely, yeah, those beautiful wines are made, yeah, from a different sugar source.
I've got to say, that was an amazing chat I had with Professor Ursula Kennedy. And it went on so long, I've gone and divided it into three parts. So next week, we'll be talking to Ursula all about what to drink in the spring season. So once again, thank you going out to Ursula for our first part of our great interview here on The Crazy Kevin Show.
It's Crazy Kevin's golden album of the week. You choose the ones you play. It's Crazy Kevin's golden album of the week. Get ready, steady, spin it, KK.
Well, it's that time, it's that music, it must be the Golden Album of the Week. And do you know what? I met a young lady yesterday, running in the park. I wasn't running, I was taking Billy, my little woof woof woof, for a walk. And she said, Crazy Kev, could you please play for me an album by Warren Zevon? I said, yeah, Werewolves of London. Said it's called Excitable Boy. So I said, yeah. I'll look it up and find it for you, because I've never really heard it, because I've only really heard Werewolves of London. So I've gone and picked three tracks of this great album and found out a little bit about Warren Zevon. He was an American rock singer, songwriter and musician, born in 1947 and he died in 2003. And in 1978, he brought out his third album, Excitable Boy, which had lots and lots of hits on it. Zevon's early music industry successes were found as a session musician, jingle composer, songwriter, touring musician, musical coordinator and band leader. Despite all of this, Zevon struggled to break through in his solo career until his music was performed by Linda Ronstadt beginning in 1976 with her album Hasten Down the Wind. This launched a cult following that lasted for 25 years, with Zevon making occasional returns to album and single charts until his death from cancer in 2003. So what we're going to do, we're going to kick off with the title track from the album, and this is Excitable Boy. Excitable Boy and Werewolves of London were considered macabrely humorous by some critics. So here we go. First track from our golden album. Big thank you going out to Janet. And this is Excitable Boy from Warren Zevon.
Excitable boy.
Hi, it's Barry Upson here, all the way from Pattaya in Thailand, saying hi to Crazy Kevin, who has the loudest mouth in Australia, so I hear. Oh, yay! Well, I've been busy remixing and reworking a couple of old Brotherhood of Man tracks, which came out on an EMI album in 1983, and because of a change of management at EMI at that time, the songs weren't promoted the way that we would have liked. But anyway, the songs are still good, so I thought I'll have a little bit of a dabble with them, and here's the first one. This is a song from the album BHOM, which stands for Brotherhood of Man, just in case you were wondering, and it's a song I really loved recording because we had four members of the London Symphony Orchestra as a string quartet on it, and the arrangement was done by a guy called Ivor Raymond, who wrote I Only Wanna Be With You to Dusty Springfield all those years ago. He was a lovely man, and he gave me that Eleanor Rigby style orchestral arrangement I was looking for on this song. Well, I really hope that this gets into your brain and you'll be singing it all day. It's called I Love Everybody.
I got a letter this morning, baby, you're coming to town. So good to know that you're still around. I better get myself ready. I gotta move pretty fast. This time I hope our love is really gonna last. Suddenly sunshine filling the air. You know how much I care.
My name is Sayo.
My name is Natsuki.
You are listening to Crazy Kevin on your favorite radio station.
Crazy Kevin, what's up next?
I'll tell you what's up next. Dan Baker. That's his name, Dan Baker. He wants a request of the firm a bit of Star Trekking. So, of course, Dan contacted us at Power FM, and what I'll do for you, as always, play any requests, dedications, whatever you want. Get in contact with us, crazykevin, powerfm, @gmail.com, and we'll play it for you. And this is what we're going to do for Dan now. Dan would like a bit of the firm, and here's Star Trekking!
Across the universe
on the Starship Enterprise under Captain Kirk.
Star Trekking across the universe,
boldly going forward, cause we can't find reverse.
Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it. It's
Captain. There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow.
Star Trekking across the universe
on the Starship Enterprise under Captain Kirk.
Star Trekking across the universe.
Life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it.
There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, Jim.
Starship Captain James T. Kirk.
Ah, we come in peace, shoot to kill, shoot to kill, shoot to kill. We come in peace, shoot to kill, man.
It's worse than that, he's dead, Jim.
Well, it's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, Captain.
There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow. Scrape them off, Jim.
Star Trekking across the universe
on the Starship Enterprise under Captain Kirk.
Star Trekking across the universe.
Not as we know it, not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, Captain.
There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow. There's Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow.
You kind of change your script, Jim. I'll see you, Jimmy.
It's worse than that, it's physics, Jim.
Bridge to engine room, warp factor 9.
I'll give it anymore, she'll blow up.
Star Trekking
Okay, it's time for our next track from our Golden Album of the Week on the Crazy Kevin Show here on Power FM. Hope you're enjoying the show. We've got something a little bit different for you this week. We've got Janet. Thank you, Janet, working hard at the hospital. Going out to all our hospital workers. She has asked for three tracks from an album by Warren Zevon. And the album's called Excitable Boy. And like I said before, I've never really heard of Warren Zevon except for the Werewolves of London. So we're going to play another track for you next. But of course, if you want an album, an artist, whoever, for me to play on the Crazy Kevin Show here on Power FM, all you're going to do is drop me an email to crazykevinpowerfm@gmail.com. And of course, that's crazy with a k-k-k-k-k. Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Popeye. So the next track we're going to play for you now is called Lawyers, Guns and Money. It was actually the closing track on his 1978 album, Excitable Boy. And it's funny, there's a few people have covered this. The Warflowers have covered this, and Hank Williams Jr. also covered this. And the song also lent its title to a light-hearted radio program on the Melbourne community radio station 3RRR, which looked at the legal fraternity in the city. Also, a version of the song was used in the opening titles of the show Justice. So here we go. This is the second track from Excitable Boy, and this is Warren Zevon and Lawyers, Guns and Money.
The way I always do. How was I to know she was with the Russians too? I was gambling in Havana. I took a little risk. Send lawyers, guns and money. Dad, get me out of this. Ha! I'm the innocent bystander. Somehow I got stuck between a rock and a hard place, and I'm down on my luck. Yes, I'm down on my luck. Well, I'm down on my luck. I'm hiding in Honduras. I'm a desperate man. Send lawyers, guns and money. This shit has hit the fan. All right, send lawyers, guns and money. Send lawyers, guns and money. Send lawyers, guns and money.
Crazy Kevin Special.
You're a real gone kid. Never shadow, and it wants to grow, and it's shaking and thrilling me. And let me know, let me know, let me know, let me know about all the old 45s and the paperback rooms, and it's scattered all the photographs of summers and suns.
Okay, time for our third and final track from our Golden Album of the Week. And we got something a little bit different, taking three tracks from the Warren Zevon album, Excitable Boy. Let's tell you a little bit more about Warren Zevon. He formed a close relationship with the actor Billy Bob Thornton, and they both had common experiences with obsessive compulsive disorder. And the fact that they lived in the same apartment building, one of Zevon's compulsions was buying and hoarding identical grey Calvin Klein t-shirts. Wow. On October the 30th, 2002, was featured on The Late Show with David Letterman as the only guest for the entire hour. The band played I'll Sleep When I'm Dead as his introduction. Zevon performed several songs and spoke at length about his illness. In interviews, Zevon described a lifelong phobia of doctors and said he seldom consulted one. He had started working out and he looked physically fit shortly before playing at the Edmonton Folk Festival. He started feeling dizzy and developed a chronic cough. After a period of suffering with pain and shortness of breath, he was encouraged by his dentist to see a doctor. He was diagnosed with a cancer usually caused by exposure to asbestos. His son Jordan suggests that it came from Warren Zevon's childhood playing in the attic of his father's carpet store in Arizona. And refusing treatments he believed might incapacitate him, he began recording his final album, The Wind. He told Letterman, "I might have made a tactical error in not going to see a doctor for 20 years. It was during this broadcast that when asked by Letterman if he knew something more about life and death now, he first offered his often quoted insight on dying, enjoy every sandwich. For his final song of the evening and his final public performance, Zevon performed Roland the Headless Thompson Gunner at David Letterman's request. And in the green room after the show, Zevon presented Letterman with a guitar that he always used on the show with a single request, here I want you to have this, take good care of it. So of course what I'm going to play for you now is Roland the Headless Thompson Gunner. The fictional character Roland is a Norwegian who becomes embroiled in the aftermath of the Nigerian Civil War. And this was also a favourite song of screenwriter David Kopp, and he named the big game hunter The Lost World Jurassic Park Roland Tembo as a reference to the song. So here we go, it's Warren Zevon. Once again, big thank you going out to Ed Janet. And this is Roland, the Headless Thompson Gunner.
Roland was a warrior from the land of the midnight sun, with a Thompson gun for hire, fighting to be done. The deal was made in Denmark on a dark and stormy day, so he set out for Biafra to join the bloody fray. Through 66 and 7 they fought the Congo War, with their fingers on their triggers, knee-deep in gore. Days and nights they battled the Bantu to their knees, they killed to earn their living and to help out the Congolese. Roland the Thompson Gunner, Roland the Thompson Gunner. His comrades fought beside him, Van Owen and the rest, but of all the Thompson Gunners, Roland was the best. So the CIA decided they wanted Roland dead. That son of a bitch Van Owen blew off Roland's head. Roland the headless Thompson Gunner, Norway's bravest son,
up the score.
Headless body stalking through the night in the muzzle flash of Roland's Thompson gun. In the muzzle flash of Roland's Thompson gun. Roland searched the continent for the man who done him in. He found him in Mombasa, in a ballroom drinking gin. Roland aimed his Thompson gun, he didn't say a word, but he blew Van Owen's body from there to Johannesburg.
Roland the headless Thompson gunner, Roland the headless Thompson gunner, Roland the headless Thompson gunner,
talking about the man.
Roland the headless Thompson gunner.
The eternal Thompson gunner, still wandering through the night. Now it's 10 years later, but he still keeps up the fight. In Ireland, in Lebanon, in Palestine and Berkeley, Paddy Hearst heard the birth of a Roland Thompson gun and body.
Hope you enjoyed the show today. Oh, we've had a good time. Hope you enjoyed the music as well. And don't forget, if you'd like any requests, dedications, whatever, just drop me a line to crazykevinparfm@gmail.com and we'll get you on there. And always, it's crazy with a k-k-k-k-k-k-k. And of course, a big thank you going out to my sponsors for the show. We have got Cracker Jack Chicken, Electrical Sensations, and Breeze Lawyers. Once again, thank you going out to our beautiful sponsors of the Crazy Kevin Show. See you all next week. Don't forget, every Wednesday and every Sunday between the hours of 10 and 12 p.m. here on Power FM, the number one station, with myself, Crazy Kevin. Have a good week, all the best, and keep it safe out there, and always have that smile on your dial.